Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, ideal for those out for a late stroll or enjoying the evening air. Here are today's headlines. First, no IDF casualties after a Hamas explosive detonated near the yellow line in the Gaza Strip, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. The IDF stated this is a ceasefire violation by Hamas. Also, Senator Tim Kaine plans to introduce a Senate War Powers resolution after former President Trump threatened Oman. That's according to JNS earlier today. Also this hour, Jared Kushner urges Prime Minister Netanyahu to test Hamas disarmament in Gaza. Axios reported this earlier today. Separately, vandals attacked the prominent Reform synagogue Kol HaNeshama in Jerusalem. This comes from a JTA report in the past hour. And finally, the weather continues to be pleasant overnight, with cool breezes throughout the region. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, an intelligence media group, reported earlier today on an Iranian editor's statement. They claim Iran is positioning itself as a superpower in the region, with ideology targeting Israel's destruction. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, noted that Reporters Without Borders and the International Federation of Journalists are quietly removing names linked to terrorism from their Gaza lists. This was posted earlier today. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that former U.S. diplomat William Lawrence discussed Trump's possible need to pressure Israel with sanctions to bring Netanyahu back to negotiations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that an explosive detonated near the yellow line, but the IDF confirmed no casualties. The military views this as a breach of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas. The incident raises concerns over the stability of the current truce. Turning to U.S. politics, Senator Tim Kaine plans to introduce a War Powers resolution in response to Trump's threats against Oman, as reported by JNS. This move highlights tensions between diplomatic relations and military actions in the Middle East. Such actions could impact U.S. foreign policy in the region. Meanwhile, Axios reported Jared Kushner's advice to Netanyahu about testing Hamas disarmament in Gaza. The proposal comes from Trump's Board of Peace, indicating ongoing diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region. The Israeli government's skepticism suggests challenges in pursuing this path. Separately, the attack on Kol HaNeshama Synagogue in Jerusalem involved vandalism and the removal of pride flags. The police have launched an investigation, according to JTA, which underscores rising tensions and intolerance in certain areas of the city. The incident impacts the sense of security within the local community. On the economic front, first, OpenAI and NVIDIA have launched a significant AI project in Ohio, capable of powering 7 million homes. Mardiv Business reported this ambitious venture, highlighting technological advancements that could influence global AI markets. Separately, Yoav Land, a former AWS Israel executive, will lead UCC, a new cloud company. Tech reports that this shift focuses on AI and cybersecurity, positioning Israel as a growing hub for tech innovation. And finally, as reported by Globes, Israelis continue to travel abroad in large numbers, yet local hoteliers remain concerned with the drop in incoming tourism. This trend could affect the hospitality sector's recovery efforts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.